Amnam yesh mizaris loy v'haskeleis kasha. Not to hit hard. Kamen shikasim baba b'vatsra. Ki machas liyanuka, when you hit a kid, le'timcha le'ba'arkas of the mesada. Hit him with shoestrings. Meaning, hit him with a light thing. Kain kasim a Rambam. U'makos ma'malamed. The Rambam writes that the Rebbe should hit them. La'ataleim ema. To put a fear. V've'ina ma'kos ma'kos ayah v'chzari. But don't hit them like an enemy, a cruel enemy. The fikhul layakos and beshait them not with rods, for like the maklas not with sticks. El b'tzuah k'tana, the Rambam says, a little strap. Kasul b'svarim shlayakos b'nei b'shas hakas. Very important. Never hit your kid when you're angry. Kiyaz layir talis mizeh. You don't learn, teach anything. Like b'nei yomim menem b'nei hakas. The kid learns that when I'm angry, I'm allowed to hit. Like agas yinuach daitai. If he's calm, you can't calm. You can't kviat tzairach. You should hit him as much as necessary. Kid should realize the hit is not anger. The hit is a cheshbon. You made a cheshbon that he deserves a hit. And then you don't have to hit him as much anyway. Because the message is, you deserve to be hit because of what you did. You should train himself not to get angry. Even something that deserves to get anger. What if he wants to put the fear on his family, on his children, or on Tzibur, my opponents, if he's a leader, and he wants to act angry so they should become good, he should show that he gets angry, so they should get scared. But he shouldn't do that if he's really angry. He should be in total self-control. He should be total self-control and act angry. That's what the Rambam says. He acts like he's angry, but yes, let's say thing that as a mechanech one has to learn. You can feign anger at a Talmud. He should understand that he deserves to be angry, but don't lose it. Because the minute you lose it, You're not in control. Whatever message you're sending is not going through. Because I nish in Amunah B'Talchan, one of the greatest damages that can be done to children, to have a Rebbe that doesn't have perfect character traits. A Rebbe, a teacher, who's not working on himself and is not complete, have sedais of kfulim, the damage he does is doubled. Kamayaser is tamidah bebitui, and when he gives mussar to his Talmud with expression, gam, gas, with a strong expression, bezakis, roigas, and screaming angrily, aloha, shasa, this arev kan rabbitaiv, it's a mixture of good and bad. Im yesh kan te'elot kwechocha, if there's a benefit of the mussar and of the training, if there's supposed to be a benefit of the mussar, and the kid awakens and says, maybe I shouldn't do this again, yes, kan inyan ra shachanuch, the trainee misrago begasus bekabdanus. True, you got a message across that the behavior of the child, of the one you're training, was inappropriate. But the same message came along with another message, that it's okay to lose it, and okay to speak rough, and okay not to be in control of yourself. So the gain is offset by the loss. Somebody gets him a Rebbe that uses these midas when he's angry, when he's giving mussar, and the way he watches his Rebbe act is more than what his Rebbe teaches him. It's not do what I say, not what I do. It's do what you do, is what the Talmud learns. Now Talmud mechaka Talmud es Rebbe Yitzhav, he's always emulating his Rebbe. Now arrived, and truth, most of the time, even the
Hello? Why did something happen? Try dialing again.
Anybody else here this morning?
The recording has started. Okay.
The recording has just started. Doctor's supposed to have patience. Okay. Okay.
So they can hear. Can everybody hear you?
Can you hear me? Hello? In Zoom land. Not in Zoom land. In phone land. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, we are on the Diamond Base. I hope everybody can hear me. We are in the Avchav Zayin Amid Beis, and we're going to start again from Hashta the Amrit. Now, how do we find Hashta the Amrit? Go across Taisus Mesh and his Balbala, Avchav Zayin Amid Beis, and move up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines. That's where it is. We're up to that we just got finished saying that the Pshat of Reb Shimon by the case of the Rottage was because of the mixture of the dirt. So now going back to the Shoya that has the Netzel, which is the liquid, the disintegrated liquid of a mace, and that doesn't have the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai of mixture, so why does Reb Shimon say there?
How do we know that?
What? Because there's no Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It was only said by Radich of Tarfa. That's why we know it. We know it because we don't know that there is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. We don't make up Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. There is no Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai that we know of that was handed down by Netzel.
What is this? What are we talking about?
The Shoya was born. Reb Shimon said that it's not Tameh.
Shoya itself is not Tameh?
Again, the Shoya came along with junk because no ain't Shoya below Vlad.
Right.
So the question is, that Vlad disintegrated. Right? So the question is, why is it not Matame? Even though it's a disintegrated blood, but it's a whole blood here. So why is it not Matame?
It's a whole blood.
And whatever blood there was, it was disintegrated.
It disintegrated once.
Reb Shimon said it happens afterward. I'm sorry, yeah, it happens before. That's what he said. Reb Shimon said that it disintegrated in utero. But it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is we have a dead baby here. It's Netzel. Even if it is disintegrated, the question is, it's still Matame. The mayor says it doesn't disintegrate till you move it. Reb Shimon said it disintegrated in utero. Our question was, so what?
So Mishum what? Mishum Nethel?
Yes, which is Matame Bio. Correct.
Probably is texting me that the telephone transmission. No telephone transmission right now.
There is none?
Is anyone online?
Is anyone online? Can anybody hear me?
I'm online. I hear you.
Yeah.
Who's this?
It's Moshe Breit.
Time to call again because there are people there that hear me.
Imani Khan, Hakol Khan.
That's exactly the attitude. Hill had the same attitude.
I hear it.
Okay, it has to be dialed again because of the power outage. So, That's the so now the Gemara wants to know. So why does Reb Shimon say it's tar? So what if it disintegrated in utero? It still has this liquid serucha that is made from a mace that's matama bile. And for Dr. Gemara, hashna the amid the time of Reb Shimon b'shem seifik tchrasai. Now that you removed radage from the conversation, because radage has a special halacha l'maisha misinai, that any mixture becomes an antidote. So Gabi Shulya, my time. So by Shulya, why is it Matame? I'm Reb Yechanan, Mishim Bitu Berayv Naguba. Granted that there is Leichas Rucha, but there's more Dam Leda. There's more other things that are not Matame Bayo. And they are Mavato, the Leichas Rucha. They are Mavato, this Netzo that's there for the baby. Dr. Ashi. That's why it's not Matama Bayo.
Not
Matama Bayo. Okay, maize is Matama Bayo. Lays is not Matama Bayo. A woman gives birth, the blood is Tame, but not Bayo. Dr. Ashi, Bantu Barayv.
We explain Remeir already, or we just talking about Shimon now?
It's going to be the same for Remeir, except Remeir holds it doesn't disintegrate until it moves outside. So it can't be batul because it's still thing. Batul arrives at Trashi. Shadam alayda nisraba al michui havlad. The blood of birth is more than the disintegrated baby. Umavadlai. Zakti gemar vayta v'ozda Rabbi Yechanan l'tamei. And this statement of Rabbi Yechanan follows Rabbi Yechanan's reasoning, meaning we find elsewhere that he alludes to this. Yam Rabbi Yechanan. Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Amru Davarecha. Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov are of the same opinion. Reb Shimon Hadamaran, Reb Shimon, what we just said, that he said that it's not metame if it disintegrated in utero, it's not metame an ayo. And Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, where Reb Lezer, the Tanya, Tanan, it's supposed to be the Tanan, the Mishnah. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Aymer, Behema Gasa. Okay, we're leaving humans now. I meant animals. And the only difference we care about animals, they're not, by the way, they're not Matama Beleda. We're not worried about that. But we want to know about animals, is it a firstborn or not? Is it a baby? Vis-a-vis the next one going to be a Bechor or not? That's what we want to know. That's our interest. We don't really care what the animal miscarries, except to know, was this a baby? And therefore, would that make the next one a non-Bechor? Or was this not a baby? And therefore, the next one is a bechor.
It doesn't matter if it's a male or female baby.
Not for the next one, no. It matters if the next one is a male or female. That does matter, because only a male is a bechor. But the first one, whether male or female, is the petarechem. So the next one won't be a bechor either way. Right. There's not. Behema gasa shesufa chareres dam. Chareres dam means a congealed blood, what is he translated as?
Charged a cake of blood.
A cake of blood, okay. Harry, he's covered. You burn it. You bury it. Upturim and Abchaira. Zach Rashi. Behemah Gassish Lahoyal of Vlad Mihailam. I'm sorry. Amru Davar Echad. Will the Kama Makminan, and later on we'll explain. Rablazim Yaakov, Mishum Bittum arrive. Meaning when you read Rablazim Yaakov, you don't necessarily see it. But after our explanation, we'll understand that Rablazim Yaakov agrees to this concept a bitul barayv of a fetus, or a disintegrated fetus. Behemah gasa, shlohar levlad mi'olam, never had a baby. To cover hacharara, you bury that cake. So michoy shobachar, this cake is a disintegrated fetus of an animal. Upturim and abchayra, shimteled oid ein vlad alikayan. If it gives birth, the next one, you don't have to give the animal to the kayan. The bachar belongs to the kayan. You don't have to give it to him because it's not a bechor. The Tani Reb Chiya love. Reb Chiya said a brisa. Eina matama leiba maga leiba masa. This blood cake, whatever you want to call it, this blood cake is not an avela. It's not matame when you touch it or carry it. A dead animal is matame. A dead animal not through shchita. Any dead carcass, if you touch it, you become tame. If you carry it, you become tame. You can carry something without touching it. Like now, I am carrying my pen, even though I'm not touching my pen. So if this were an avela, I would become tame. for one day, and I go to the mikveh and become tahor at night. This is what happens by nevela. So Reb Chiya said, this is not a nevela.
Why are you burying him?
Ooh, mamash. Crack the Gemara. That's why we're learning. I'm sorry, I might cover. So why are you burying it? It's not a bechor. Dr. Gemara, you want to know the truth? Today, lefarsema, she p'turim in a bechera. We wanted to let people know that the next one is not a bechor. So bury this one, even though it's not a dead baby. You're burying it, so people should know that the next one is not a bechor. Because if we don't bury it, people are going to say, that means there was no baby. In fact, the Gemara, you still haven't resolved the question. Alma Vlad Malyahu. You're saying that the next one is not a Bechor, it means you're saying this is a baby. So if it's a baby, by my partner, I'm creating a Matamala Magamala Bamasa. So again, you're still stuck. You're answering me why you bury it, even though really it shouldn't require burial. I got it. But then why is the next one not a Bechor if this is not a baby? And if it is a baby, it should be Matame. You're still caught in a contradictory statement. It is a baby that's bottom arrived. Bottom arrived, it's not Matame. But it's a baby. But it's bottom arrived. So why bury it? It's bottom arrived. So we bury it to make sure people realize it was a baby. But in Tuma, it's bottom arrived. And that, let me finish, right? Bottom arrived takes away the Tuma. But it doesn't take away the fact that she did have a baby. Therefore, the next one is not a Bechor. Yes?
This cake of blood, it's separate from the regular stuff?
It obviously came up mixed. I mean, separate in the sense that it's a cake, and the other stuff
it's
is
like
mixed.
A, it's like a cake, I guess.
Again, this is made up. This cake of blood has different ingredients to it. A baby plus other ingredients of blood that flows from an animal when it gives birth.
Saying it disintegrated inside.
Correct.
And then the cake of blood is a mixture of blood and
correct. So here you have Rav Lezer ben Yaakov agreeing to Rav Shimon that there's a bittul b'raiv on a fetus. By the way, we don't have anybody that argues on this that I know of. I mean, Rav Meir didn't argue on this. He just said it didn't disintegrate. So Rashi, Eina Matama Isacharara. That cake is not Matame. Umachad Eina Matama Ma'amalech Hashinu Levad. So I'm married to cover, so why are we burying it? Mishanik De Lefarsama Shenifterim and Abchaira. To announce, to publicize, that it's no longer Chayim and Abchaira. Yeidu HaKoyot Shazeh Petarecha. Upechina Medibiturim and Abchaira. Alma Vlad Mal Yehi. If it's Patam and Abchaira, it means you consider it a baby. I'm Ayin and Matama. Bintu Barayv, Michui Hanefel, the disintegrated fetus, Batu Badab. Michui means disintegrated. Michui Hanefel, Batu Badab. It's Batu in the blood. Fine. Okay, back to our case of Shoya. Amar Rav Avi, Amar Rav Yechanan. Umaydir Rav Shimon, Se'imay Tzmei Aleda. Rav Shimon is maskim, that even though we say the baby was batul, the fetus is batul, but the woman gave birth. The fetus disintegrated, was batul in the blood, but the woman gave birth to a fetus, and therefore has the days of tumah. Dr. Gemara, Amra hu saba, Rav Ami. This older person said to Rav Ami, now, usually, Sava refers to Eliyahu HaNavi. I don't know if it does here. Does Rabbeinu Artskol say anything about Sava? No, okay. Anyway, this older person said to Rav Ami, Asbar loch time at Rav Yechanan. I'll tell you where Rav Yechanan got that a disintegrated fetus is still called a birth. Because it's a chiddush. It's not a fetus anymore. It disintegrated, it was batul. So why is he Tamei Aleda? So Rabbi Yechanan, the Amikra, Isha Kizasriya, the Yolda Zachar, a woman that conceives and gives birth to a Zachar. So the word Sazriya is juxtaposed next to the word Vyolda, So that tells me, I feel a loyalta alik shein hizriya, even if the baby comes out totally liquefied, matam of tamea leida. It's maybe still, as far as leida is concerned.
Why is it zacher?
The pasuk is talking about the difference in the birth of a boy and a girl, how many days of tum and how many days of tara. The pasuk is not coming to tell me the how it comes out from the mother. That's not the main focus of the pasuk. When you read the pasuk, you will see a woman that gives birth to a boy has this many days tum and this many days of tara. A woman that gives birth to a girl has this many days and this many days. But the juxtaposition of the word yolda next to sazria tells me an extra halacha. Zachar is not necessary for this drasha. But when you learn the Chumash, Zachar is a necessity. Dr. Rashi, change his Zriya, Klima Dinimuach, it disintegrated Kizera, like semen. Rishlakish Amar, Rishlakish says, Sphir Shitarfu Bimeimav, a fetal sac that you shook it vigorously in its water, meaning you washed it in water, either the meleda or other water, nasa kemesh shenizbal bala tsurasai. It becomes like a mace that its tsura is messed up. Now, we're going to see this in a second, that a mace that is totally burnt, right, and doesn't have its structure, I don't know for a better word, shildai. Take a look at the last line of the Amud. There's a word shildai there. What does he translate the word shildai? Last line of the Amud. Just looking with the word translation. What? No. Shildai, the next word after cremated.
Still
intact. What?
Still intact. Of course, it's cremated, but shape is still intact.
Shape, okay. If the shape is not intact, we learn out that it's not matame. We'll see that later on, what the parameters of that are. Right? We'll see what the parameters of that are. But Rish Lakish is saying, a baby that disintegrated, you wash it in water and it falls apart, is no different than a mace that is not intact anymore, and therefore it's not matame. So it seems to me, right, it seems to me that this one says that a baby that's totally not intact is not matami anymore. So that would be another reason why a shoya that came out with a totally disintegrated baby would not be matami.
Is that because of the breast process, that it's shaken vigorously in the breast?
No. It seems that you did it after it got born. Shvir Shur Tafu, I don't know. What does he say? Tafu means what? You did it or it was done? What? Was shaken. Okay.
That's not the case we're talking about. I think we're just talking about some embryo that comes out. We're trying to.
He's saying that anything that disintegrated through water is no longer matame.
But we're talking just about. In this process that we're talking about, where the shuli comes out with this picture.
And it's disintegrated.
But where's the shaking vigorously happening?
Again, it's disintegrated. Why is it different than shaking vigorously? What happens when you shake it vigorously?
Gets disintegrated.
So this is disintegrated.
Yeah, exactly. A different way something gets disintegrated.
Again, what is Rish Lakish saying? A disintegrated baby is not matame. What? Exactly. We're looking at, we're result oriented. Dr. Ashi. It was disintegrated and mixed up. Either washed it with it, or disintegrated in the liquid and the dirt that comes out with the baby. As if it were burnt. It's similar to a case of a burnt corpse. That is scattered, vein shoulder kayamas, you don't see the form anymore. So that's what Rish Lakish answered. So seemingly, I think, Rish Lakish is answering our Mishnah, Reb Shimon. The reason a disintegrated fetus is not matame is because it's no longer a mace.
Not because it's a baruch.
That's what I think. That's what I remember. Again, I might be wrong, but that's what I remember. Right. Zok the Gemara Meleir Bechel and Rish Lakish. Mason is Baubel and Tarasim and Nadal and Tar. How do you know that's a fact? How do you know that a mace that disintegrates is no longer a mace? You're making a big assumption here. Amar Reb Yitzchak, Ilay Memaha. Are you going to say you learn it out from the following statement? Amar Reb Shapsoi, Amar Reb Yitzchak Migdaloa. Amar Reb Yitzchak Migdaloa, Amar Reb Shapsoi. It's a question, who said in the name of whom? Mace Shinisraf, the Shulday Kayam is Tamei. A mace that is burnt, cremated, and its form stands there, it's still Tamei Zotrashi. Gufoi Kayam, so in the Spazera Afer, the ashes did not scatter. Vadai and Nira Kishalim. So that's Tamei. We're not finished yet with how he's going to learn it out. Mai Sahaya, there was a story, Betimu Loi Psachim Gedailim. And they were Metamei, the big doors, the big openings, of Zotrashi, what's considered big, Shalabot Tzvachim. Betimu Loi Psachim Gedailim. Now, look, is as follows. A mace that's in a room, all exits of a room are tamei. Whatever is under the exit, even though it's not under the roof of the house, is tamei. Because the mace is going to head out that way, perhaps. One of these exits is the way the mace is going to head out. It's not under the same roof as the house. It's a way out of the room, but it has its own roof. A window, a big window, the top of the window is not the top of the roof. You're not under the same roof. But there's a halacha that since the mace is going to exit through one of these exits, all of them are tamei. If they're big enough to take the mace out. So Chazal said, the opening has to be four tvachim, I think, to take a mace out. And if it's less than that, the mace is not going out that way, and therefore it's not tamei. So Zok Rashi, v'tzir lei pesachim ketanim, hapchusim arba, that are less than four. Does he explain if the four is a 4x4 or not? Thank you. Kishar meisim, shleimim, shagdoilim matzilim malaktanim. The big exits save the little ones from becoming tamei. The chaimelon, meis, pischoi barba. Imu babayis, all things that are under the doorways don't become tamei. Houses don't become tamei. It's things in the houses and things in the doorways. The impasse, what? No, the windows also, but things in the windowsill. You're viewing a window like our windows and there's no place to put anything. A window can be what word am I looking for?
Elaborate?
Within the door and the windowsill.
No. No. That can be a real thing. Then Pesach Baisos Marba Tar. Imu Babayas Kav Sachem Tameim. Imu Pankas Baisos Marba Tar. Vahani Mili Lahatso Sharp Sachem. That's only to save the other doors. Meaning, the four is only, what four does is it says it's probably going to go out with one of the fours, not with one of the twos or ones. That's why the twos and ones don't become Tameh. Because when you have fours, you're not going to take the mace out through a one, you're going to take it out through a four. But the truth, one is also metame if a mace does go through it. Halacha is, this is a side halacha, I don't know where Rashi brings it in here, but Rashi is very intellectually honest, tells you the halacha. So one has two rooms next to each other, and there's a mace in one room. How about the next room? Is it tamei or not? The halacha is, if there's an opening of a tefach, tuma spreads to the next room. If there's an opening of a tefach, square, between room A and room B, tuma spreads. So Rashi's telling you, that which we say four is only to save those openings because the mace is not going to go through them. But as far as spreading tuma to another room, an opening of a tefach has nothing to do with the mace going over. Even if the mace doesn't go over, tumah spreads through an opening of a tefach.
And if it's less than, there's no window of four, then the two become tumah.
That's a different child, but we're not getting involved in that now. It's a shy. The Gemara discusses it, but I don't remember. I want to say a definitive answer. So Zarkrashi, Vani Mila Latzer Sham Sachem, Avon Lahitzi, but to spread Tumma, I mean, the Pesach Pesach Maitzi on Tumma Latan Sheni. Vokar Mina Mesechtes Olas, Hamais Pischoi Barba. The mace opening is for the Medwar Mamur Mahatzo Sham Sachem. Avon Lahitzi is a Tumma, to spread Tumma to the other side, Pesach Safach. Now, that would be, if it doesn't go to the outside, doesn't spread Tumma to the outside of the house, it only spreads Tumma to where there's another roof, to another room. This is why in the hospital, a kayan going to a hospital becomes a question, because there's a morgue, and if the doors are open, the Tumma from the morgue can spread all the way to wherever the guy is in the hospital. If the morgue were in a place that there would be no doors open between the place where the morgue is to the place where the client is visiting, it would be less of a shiloh. Because even though it's possible that there's a deceased body somewhere else in the hospital, but usually they transport them out of there pretty quickly. It's the morgue has deceased bodies that are metame, and if the door is open from the morgue to the hall, and the hall to the elevator to the thing, to the steps, and the steps to the thing, the tumma spreads from room to room to room to room. Yes, doctor?
But do I recall that there in Israel there is a way that they do this, so that there is a designated exit from the morgue?
I don't want to say it because I don't know. I don't know. You might recall, again, I'm not arguing with you, I just said I don't know. It's very, I know in Israel they try to take care of it because they want Khan to be able to visit, yes.
The doors have to be open at all the same time for it to spread?
I think so. Again, I think so. Because if not, a kayak wouldn't be able to walk into anywhere that was once a maze. There's no such halacha. Only when there's a tumma now.
If I recall correctly, it's a pathway. If it is a potential pathway for the tumma to spread, then
again, I'm not going to comment for lack of knowledge. Yeah.
So how do they, what happens after
the Kalim became Tame, they need Paraduma, like a human would.
The building remains Tame.
No, buildings don't become Tame.
Because they're, but everything else becomes Tame.
Correct. Again, I went through this a million times. I am Tame. I will remain Tame. So all these paradumas that are growing around the whole world now, and everybody always says paraduma means Mashiach's coming. It would have been there a long time ago if paradumas arrived at Mashiach's coming. Mashiach's coming, don't get me wrong. And Imam Ben Munir Suleiman, he's going to come very soon. But I don't believe in the simanim that people throw out. He's going to come. I believe that, but I don't have to believe that paraduma means he's coming. Anyway, but oh, those paradumas that they're growing all around the world now, I understand that in Texas they have a farm of paradumas. That's what somebody told me. I don't know if it's true or not. Doesn't make a difference. One of those paradumas is going to be retiring me. But till that paraduma comes, I'm not going to be tired. And either is this table, well, this table might not be a Rishna, it might not be an Abatama. Rishna told me you just have to put in Tamikva. But any thing that's in Berkowitz Kumans will have to go have paraduma sprinkled on it. Any jacket, anything a person wore there, Shem an Abatama. Right. Now, the Kadaikis Minah, this is Rabbi Yechanan talking to Rish Lakish. So you inferred from that statement, time of the shoulder kayabas. Notice the statement was said with a complete form, halav hochi tar. So you are Madaik that a mace that's not formed, just ashes, is tar. Only because the form is there do we deal with this. Right, that was the statement. Meis in this rabbis showed the kayam as tamei. So you, Rish Lakish, want to be medayik that if it's not showed the kayamas, it's not tamei, and therefore you view a disintegrated baby like a non showed the kayamas. That was your statement, but I don't know where you got that from. Adarabba, daik mina lahagisa. Why don't you make the diyuk the other way? That showed the kayam. Let me explain this outside. Maybe say that if the form is not whole, even the small openings are tummy. Maybe the statement was just saying that the big openings are Tameh and the small are Tahar is when it's Shodrei Kayemes, so we view it like a mace that will go through the big openings. But when it's scattered, then we would say even small openings are Tameh. Maybe that's what he meant to say. You wanted to prove from here that if the form's not there, it's not Tameh. That's not what he said. All he said was, if the form is there, the big openings are Tameh, the small openings are Tahar. If the form is not there, you can go two directions. You can say, it's not Tameh, or you can say, even the small openings are Tameh, because it's not a complete form. So how do you know which way to go, that you're walking away with an assumption that if it's not form, it's not there, it's not a Tameh? Adarab, like me, go to the other direction. Show the Kayemes, who the Tahar like Pesachim Ktanim, Halav Haki Pesachim Ktanim, Nami Tameh. Maybe it's only if the form is there that we say only big ones are Tameh, not small ones. And if it's not Shodra Kayemes, even the small ones are Tameh. The Kol Chad V'Chad Chazi Lafuke Chad Chad Ever. Since it's not together, you're going to transport it separately, and each of these openings are big enough for these different parts. Period. So therefore, Rish Yechanan disagrees with Rish Lakish. Zokrashi. Reb Yochanan, the boy, the polygalay, the Rish Lakish, the boy lemeimar, he wants to say the mason is baal b'tzarasai tamei damer kaman kribli ezer, and we'll see that this is a machlokes. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, right? So Ravina says to Ravashi, Reb Yochanan damer kaman kribli ezer. Reb Yochanan holds like kribli ezer. The tan, efer srufim. Ashes of a cremated person, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Shiurei Bereiva. What? A quarter of a kav is 16 ounces. Oh, is a revius, I should say that. No, wait a minute. It's a lugas. It's a. There are six lugan in the kav. So a kav. Is what's a revius? Let's assume Ramesha share it's around 3 ounces. So a lug would be 12 ounces, so a kav would be 48 ounces. A quarter of a kav would be 12 ounces. Six times 12, I'm sorry. Six lugan in a kav. So that's 6 times 12, then divided by 4, 72 divided by 4 is 18. Mariva Raiva Kav. Now, hey Kadami. Period. That's it. So he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. So you see, he says that even if it's ashes, totally cremated, it's Matameh. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish have a major machlokes here. Are ashes of a mace Matameh? Rabbi Yechon says yes, and Rish Lakish says no. Rabbi Yechon says your raya is not a raya, but Rish Lakish said it. It remains a machlokes of Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish. It would affect our case of Shulya. Why is Shulya not Tameh according to Shimon? Rabbi Yechon says because of Bittu Barayv, and Rish Lakish says because there is no baby. There's no Shodrei Kayemes. There's no form of anything. Look at the Gemara. Hechi dami meis shenisra b'Shodrei Kayemes. How do you have a cremated mace that the form is still there? I mean, when you burn something, it turns into ashes. Ashes don't stay in a form. Amar Abaya, Gashasarfoy agabe katavla. There was a very hard piece of leather that's not flammable. And the mace was burnt on that piece of leather, so the ashes stay in place, and it's still the form of the human body. And it didn't scatter because it's mamish sitting on that leather thing. Usually, if a mace is on something else, the thing burns also, and the mace obviously is not keeping its form. This way, the mace can keep the form. Rabbi Amargo Chesar Pagaba Fudrim, you burnt it on a certain kind of marble stone. And then that is considered it's within a rabbi says like a there is a concave there. There's a base kibble. There is what word am I looking for? There is a cavity. And Ravina Amayaka Dachruchi Achruch. Ravina says a chiddush. He says it wasn't totally burnt. It was burnt, but it's still intact, meaning it didn't turn into total ashes. That's still considered a mei shenisrav. It wasn't totally cremated. It was burnt. word usually ichra is singed, but this is a, more than a regular singe, but it wouldn't be that it went all the way to ashes. That would be considered a mesh in this rav, the shoulder kayemes. Rashi, look Rashi, katavla, or shaluk v'kasha, cooked hard leather, ve'ed in the shrefas in my mace, it's not flammable. Afudra, evin shayish, it's a kind of marble, v'tavayu, and both the leather and the marble, asuyas base kibul, it has a concave. Rashi's bothered. What's to keep the ashes from flying off the leather or flying off the marble? Answer is, the wind can't get to it. It's enclosed, a little bit enclosed. The ichrucha ichruch hames loy nasa efer, and it did not become efer. What?
Charred.
Okay. Charred.
It's still a form of the body, or the
body was sitting in a cavity and got burnt, so the ashes don't move.
You can see the head and the torso. And like,
yes.
Pompeii.
What?
Pompeii.
Whatever you say.
Pompeii was the city which, in roughly year 70 in Italy, volcano erupted. And people were burnt to death by
the mud ash, but the I didn't know that. I had no idea. All I know is Pompeii used to be a brand of olive oil.
Pompeii,
yeah. That was the only thing I knew about Pompeii.
Oddly enough,
that was from the area of Pompeii. I figured that out.
What's the ash and reckon?
Rekev is natural rottage. Afer is not Rekev. Rekev is body rottage. And Afer is totally consumed.
So Rekev doesn't need any form. It's full matame?
Yes. A full ladle full of Rekev is matame.
I believe Rekev definitionally.
I can't hear you.
I believe Rekev definitionally.
Right. Well, theoretically it could, but it doesn't. Right. I mean, not in the case of the Gemara, it doesn't.
Because it's more mamashes, I guess, there than
it's made, I guess. I don't know what, you know, it's not things that are good in the morning on an empty stomach. I don't know if a full stomach is any better.
Probably a better term for it. Rottage actually is not the right term.
I think Art's call uses that, no?
Rottage is what is. The waste is the waste that you get if you've got a grocery store with some fruits that rot. That's the term.
What does Art's call called Rekev?
Quetzal. I don't know. It would probably be better as putrefaction.
Yeah. Sorry? Does Rekev have moisture?
No.
What's the one that's wet?
Netzel.
That also the same thing.
No, it's not. There's no alcohol in Medina there.
So
it's matame. But not a, I don't know what the shear is. I don't think you need a full handful, whatever it is, ladleful.
I mean, it's more tummy than
I think so, yes. Also, it doesn't have the alcohol of a ganglion, means something else mixed in would ruin it. That special alcohol only exists by Rekha. That's why we ran into a problem of Shulya, and we had to come up with Rebekah's answer, Bithel Maroif, or Rish Lakish's answer, that a disintegrated fetus is not a mace. Not to go by right. Return Rabbanah. Hamapelis Yad Chatucha of the Rego Chatucha. A woman that expels a hand that has forms of fingers, or a foot that has forms of fingers, Imoy Tmeya Leda. The Ein Chayshishin, Shema Miguf Atimbo. And we don't say, perhaps, there was never a completed baby. It was never a viable form. We don't say that. Now, why? Because, again, if you let me finish. Let's see if Rashi says something, then I don't have to say anything. No, Rashi doesn't say anything. The way that Mepharshim explained it is that it wouldn't have fingers cut, made, unless it was a more advanced baby done the right way. A guf atam wouldn't have an arm that has fingers. And having fingers is a sign of a complete baby once upon a time. The Zella, thank you. Right. That's, I don't know what Rabbeinu Artsko says, but that's what I saw in the Mefarshim. I was hoping Rashi would say something, but Rashi doesn't. But that's how they explain it. What does he say? Doesn't say anything. Okay? That's the Gemara writer. Amar Rav Chisda v'Rabbi Rav Huna Dami Tavayu. Ain nice while you may tayar. You just considered it a leda for the Tumah. But don't give her Yemei Tayar. Now why? My time, Ema Hechika Leidasa. Now, we have a hand here. Where's the rest of the body? Maybe it came out earlier. And we're not aware of it.
What?
Maybe parts of the body had come out earlier. So we don't know when her birth was. We noticed it now. But maybe the head came out 2 weeks ago. Obviously very small. But it came out, and then it was a late, or most of the body came out already. We don't know. So we can give her Yemei Tumah from now, because this might be the first thing that she expelled, and it might be the only thing that she's going to expel. But maybe not. So you make Tayar, you have to be sure that this is the beginning of the birth. You can't be sure. Rashi. We're sure that it was a baby. Could be many days that the limbs started coming out. We don't know where to start counting. We don't know where to start. We have to give it Tumah because we know this is a birth, but we don't know what happened before. So we're Machmer and Tumah, but we can't give it Yemei Tayar. Meaning a woman that gives birth has days of Tumah, and then she has days that no matter what she sees blood, she's Tayra.
And so she doesn't have the Yemei Tayar, so what happens? She had Tumah, but she doesn't have to...
So she's like a regular woman that sees blood, she's a Nida, or a Zaba, depending where she is in her calendar.
Even though we assume that she gave birth somewhere
along
the way.
Wait, what? Hold on a second. We don't know when to start the Yemei Tumah, Yemei Tayar. So what are we supposed to do? How can I give this woman Yemei Tara if she might not have now?
How long ago did she...
We don't know.
It might have been 3 months ago?
It might have been a month and a half ago. We don't know. Can't give Yemei Tara.
But she isn't the leader for Tumah.
Because maybe it started now. It's a suffix leader for Tumah. She has to do 14 days. Because she might have been, it might have been a girl.
Earlier.
Yeah. Exactly. So to come right to Master Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked the question: Hanapelas, a woman that miscarries, then you do a ma'ipilah, and we don't know what she miscarried, right? We have no idea. Teishav lezachar l'nekeva. We had this before. She gets days of tumah v'nekeva and days of tara of the zachar. Now v'yisal kedaita kol kai gavna. Meaning, we have over here that she miscarried, but she obviously didn't miscarry a complete body. Which we can't tell if it's male or female. That means she miscarried part of a body. So if it's part of a body, how do we know this is where it started? Maybe she had before. It lists new Lenida. Let it say that she might not get any days of Tara. Zohar Nekeva indicates she gets 14 days of Tumah and then some days of Tara. Why are we giving her some days of Tara? You just introduced a new concept that we're afraid that the birth took place earlier. Okay, so that eliminates any days of Tara. So it should say, Zachar and the Kevah and the Nida. The truth is, the Gemara is going to say later on, why does it say Zachar? Because if you say the Kevah and Nida, you don't need Zachar. She gets Tumah of the Kevah and no days of Tara. Why are you saying the Zachar? What does that factor? The Gemara, well, that's a different discussion. But that's the Gemara's kasha. You just introduced a new concept. Don't assume the birth took place now. It might have taken place earlier.
What's the fact? What happened? Something
she came out. We don't know what it is.
Was it a full thing?
Obviously not. Because then the Gemara wouldn't have the question.
Is something missing
from it? Enough so that it might have been right before. Rashi. This new and easy. It's a cold, dumb, and satiria to me. So you like the Maytire. It shouldn't have the Maytire. Lucky by a little miss me. Teishu l'zachar l'nekeva l'nida. Klaimer, shuayim d'nekeva metame b'loy shumriya. 2 weeks she's tame without any blood. D'nekeva metame b'loy shumriya. Right? D'nekeva, right? Dilma nekeva habi. Be meitayar layila. We shouldn't give her meitayar. Shari kamayam, she's chila leilet. V'yatsa raiv. Tainu Menina. Now Rashi has the problem. What's Zachar do? What do we need Zachar for? This woman might have given birth 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. She might have given birth today. So we give her 14 days of Tumma and no days of Tara. So we mean we treat it like a girl or nothing. Why are we worried if it's a boy? Who cares? She's not getting any days of Tara anyway. Usually boy is to limit the days of Tara. He's getting 0 days of Tara. So Rashi's going to explain as follows. Remember in those days, women had calendars to be a Nida, a Zava. Now here's this woman, after she expelled this part of it, that she saw blood day 41. Day 41. Now if we wouldn't have Zachar in the equation, we would say day 41, she's either Yemei Tayar or a Nida. If she had Yemei Tara, she's in the middle of Yemei Tara, but we don't know. So she's a Nida. But because it's Zachar, then she sees again day 49. So that would already be what? Nida. Now, if it's in a Keva, she would still either be in Meitayar or nothing. But if it's a Zachar, she would now be in days of Zava, because 41 became Nida and 49 became Zava. Meaning, Zachar just messes up her calendar. It's not going to make a difference to when she's Tar and Tame. It's going to make a difference when she's a Nida and a Zava, because we have to keep track of all that. Let's read Rashi inside. Look, Rashi. The comment by Pirkei Avos Lama Husker Zachar. Shemtira L'Saif Lama Dawan, if she sees at the end of 34, which is day 41, Metaxa V'tira L'Yayim Ma'alav, then she sees seven days later, Tei Muku Kelis Adyayim Memches. We don't know what she is. She a Nida, she a Zava. If it was a Zachar, right, then she was an Eden, then a Zava. If it was not a Zachar, it was in a Keva. So she gets, her calendar gets totally messed up. That's what it's saying. Yeah, doctor.
We take the operating on the idea that this, that what Rav Papa is talking about, Rav Yosef is talking about Kamal Mishnah, and interpreting as the Afiyah came out partially. Something which is much, much more common than partial birth of parts of a fetus is one with a disorder of the differentiation of the genital ridge, which has features both of male and female. Is this mission about a disorder of the genital ridge, or are we talking about
partial? I read Gemara, and Gemara seems to say it's a partial, that's all I know.
Which aspect?
Well, Rabbi Yisuf says it. That's how he understood it. I don't know why he understood it that way, but he clearly understood it that way by asking the question.
In other words, you're saying because the birth parts spread out over a long period.
Right.
Okay.
Everybody have a wonderful day.